I Forgot to Do Laundry by Duck Girlie. Read by Bessie Boo. Fandom iCarly. Sam falls out of bed when her alarm goes, because try as she might, she hasn't developed jump-straight-to-her-feet ninja instincts yet. Oh well, she has time. She hasn't been home in nearly a month, and all her quarters last week went toward testing all the soda in all the vending machines on campus, so all her clothes have already made the trip into the laundry basket, then out again without being washed, then back in again. There has to be something in there that she can still wear. Sam picked her way through the pile of t-shirts, smelling each of them carefully before dropping them all back into the basket. New plan. Her roommate was about the same size as her, and looked pretty solidly asleep. She probably wouldn't notice if Sam borrowed something. Sam crept carefully over to Claire's drawers and started slowly sliding the middle drawer out, careful not to squeak. She had it about 3 inches open when a flower bomb exploded in her face. Busted! Claire leapt out of bed and tackled Sam to the ground. Sam hit the ground like a sack of bricks. I know you've been stealing my stuff! I have not! Then what happened to my ramen? And my cherry Mountain Dew? That doesn't count! It totally counts! Sam managed to elbow her in the boob and slip her grasp, grabbing her backpack as she flung herself out the door. She slammed it behind herself and leaned heavily against the door as she caught her breath. Plus side, she'd made it out the door, and she was pretty sure she had her economics textbook in her backpack, seeing as she hadn't taken it out to do the assignment. Minus side, she was still in her pajamas and flip-flops. Whatever, she was awesome. Economics was exactly as boring as it always was. Sam was starting to regret actually getting up for it, because if she'd waited until Claire had left for chem, she'd probably have been able to steal a t-shirt and put a bra on, even if she'd also be covered in flour. She was just putting her notes back into her backpack and wondering if it was safe to go back to her dorm when one of her classmates came up behind her. Sam? She spun around. The guy behind her was fiddling awkwardly with the straps on his backpack and staring at the ground. What? The guy looked up. So, you know how we have that macro project this semester? Yeah? I was wondering if maybe, if you haven't found someone already, if you'd want to be my partner for it? Sam looked at him. Seriously? The guy blinked. Yes? She shrugged. Your funeral, dude. I suck at this stuff. He smiled. Okay, great. So, did you maybe want to get some coffee and talk about the pro- Sam dropped sharply to the ground. Ject, Sam, what are you doing? Sam smacked him on the leg. If anyone asks, you didn't see me. We can talk on Wednesday. The guy looked a little confused, but Sam didn't really have time for that. If she kept herself flat out and sniper-crawled the whole way, she should be able to make it to the lower exit before Claire spotted her. And if Claire was coming in here for a lecture, that meant Sam had at least an hour to get back to her room and make sure she was properly dressed for the rest of the day. At the bottom of the lecture room stairs, Sam paused to blow her bangs out of her eyes. It was a good thing she tied her hair up before going to bed, or she'd be in even more of a mess than she already was. It was a 9-minute walk back from the main campus to the dorms. Even in flip-flops, Sam was pretty sure she could outrun Claire if it came to it, so she was pretty confident she could afford to take a few minutes off to eat something. Luckily, the cafeteria has chili today, and the people who work there have seen enough that Sam ordering 3 bowls while still in her pajamas barely raises an eyebrow. The chili's acceptable. Sam eats a lot of chili, okay? She has standards. And she transfers the 3rd bowl of it to a takeout container to eat while she walks back to the dorm. She doesn't want to get distracted and miss her window or anything. The rest of the students obviously aren't as jaded as the cafeteria staff, because she gets a few strange looks as she passes. She's just turning down towards the dorms when her RA stops her and puts a gentle hand on her shoulder. Sam, if you ever feel like you need to talk about anything at all, I'm here. Sam glanced down at herself. And okay, she can see why this might be a little suspect, but people here are way too sensitive. It's days like this that she misses Carly and Freddy more than ever. But seriously, people need to chill. At least she's using a fork today. Her RA finally lets her go, and she should really learn her name one of these days. And Sam finally makes it back to her dorm room. All of that stuff ate up more time than she was expecting, but she still has about 10 minutes to get sorted before she might expect Claire. Which is loads of time, especially if she doesn't bother to wash the flour out of her hair. She carefully pushes the door open, wary of another booby trap, but it seems safe. Inside, most of the flour has been cleared away, and Sam rushes to her wardrobe and starts pulling on clothes. The shorts she was wearing yesterday will still be fine, so she pulls them on, grabs some socks and shoes, and finally puts a bra on. She still doesn't have a shirt. Glancing around the room, she decides that there's no way Claire was going to have set up the flour bomb again, and sidles up to the chest of drawers. There's a layer of plastic grocery bags under the remains of the flour bomb, and Sam carefully shifted the corner a tiny bit to pull out the first shirt her hand closed around. It was pink. Sam wrinkled her nose and was about to try for another one when she heard the telltale click of someone opening the lock. The door was flung open. Aha! But the room was empty. Outside, Sam balanced on a tree branch and pulled the pink t-shirt on before dropping down to the ground. She totally ignored the strange looks the passing joggers were shooting her and started walking back to the main path. Sam 1, Universe 0. The End.